come on, come on, you stupid tent. Come on. Oh, come on, close. Close. Come on, work with me. What? Fine, don't then. Stupid bloody tent. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up. I couldn't sleep. Oh, so. I just popped out for some fresh air. You're not buying that, are you? What? No, you didn't do anything, darling. You didn't do a thing. I've just messed everything up. I have. No, don't hug me. I am drenched. I am. Just another something that's gone wrong. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. I. This was a stupid idea. Camping was a dumb idea, and just. I'd really like a hug right now, but no, don't hug me, darling. I'm soaking, and now you're soaking, and it feels really nice. I'm sorry I've been grumpy and a nightmare. Do you know why I wanted to come camping? You wondered. Because, I mean, you know me. I'm a city girl. I get nervous if there are too many trees, and I suggest that we come camping. Well, darling, you're soaked. No, stop it. Oh, it's just, you're so lovely and wonderful and sweet, and I'm so. I never told you this, but I used to go camping with my grandfather. I used to go camping here. Well, not right here. There was this old camp, and it was really nice. It was by the water. And at night, the view was just spectacular. Starry sky reflected in the lake. And, well, after he died, I never went camping again, but I. So we've been dating for a while, and I. I wanted to do something special. I wanted to be somewhere special to tell you something. To tell you something I've been wanting to say for a while, and I came up with the bright idea of camping, and it seemed perfect. You know, going somewhere that was really special to me, with someone who is really special to me, to say something. I wasn't prepared for everything to go wrong.
I mean, the camp isn't there anymore. This tent is a nightmare. I just messed it all up. I know I've been a bit grumpy. But I wanted to make it up to you, so my grandfather used to do this trick. This weird it's chocolate and marshmallows and exploding peaches. I mean, they're not really exploding, and it sounds horrible, but it's not. And I mean, I haven't had it since I was a child, and I had everything ready. There's chocolate, there's marshmallows, there's cans of peaches, but I didn't bring a tin opener. And it's just every little thing kind of. I wanted it to be so special. I wanted to show you the camp, to show you the view, to share my childhood memories with you. Because, well, you know, it's, I'm not really the kind to open up. And I know you've wanted to ask, but you haven't, because, you know, you know that this is new for me. And you're just wonderful. And I just got annoyed. I got annoyed at myself for ruining it. And I know, this is really important to me because you're really important to me, and I forgot the tin opener. And then I remembered that there was a backup tin opener in there is an emergency store. And I remember that I put a tin opener in there when I was a kid. And I thought maybe it was still there, so I waited for you to fall asleep, and I went off on a mission, only I don't really remember the woods that well, and it's the middle of the night, and I'm a city girl, and I got a little spooked. I heard a noise, and then I heard another noise, and I realized that something was getting closer. So I wasn't running. I was just, you know, walking with purpose. And then it was getting closer. And then I did start to run. And then I kind of fell into the lake a little bit. As in, I went arse over tit. And I mean, it was actually a good thing because I managed to get my bearings and I did find the store, but I also realized that I was being chased by an otter. A really cute, fluffy otter. And I got the tin opener. Unfortunately, I lost the peaches in the lake, or the otter stole them. I don't know. But I have a tin opener, I just don't have anything to use it on. We've still got chocolate and marshmallows. What? Why did I bring you here? I Darling, come outside with me. Actually, no, don't. I mean, I'm soaked. You're half soaked. And, no, you don't have to. So this isn't the view I remember, but it's still, it's pretty. I'm not nervous. I'm a little nervous. Why am I nervous? Because, you know that I'm really bad at this, that I don't really, it takes a lot for me to trust, and I trust you, and I wanted to tell you something, and I wanted to do something special, because to me I wanted to tell you that I love you, that I'm crazy about you, that I just love you so much, and just ballsed it all up. Everything went wrong, and it's all ruined. It's not ruined. How is it not ruined? Because I made all this effort for you. Darling, it was meant to be so special. How is it special? I don't think it was a rabid otter. I wasn't being chased. You're so sweet. And I'm so lucky, and darling. I mean, don't panic. I mean, it's not something to panic about. I mean, I'm sure it's not rabid. It's just the otters in the tent. And it's brought friends. A lot of friends. And they've got the marshmallows. Come back here. They just stole our marshmallows. We still got the chocolate, right? The chocolate? You ate the chocolate. So, to summarize, the peaches are in the lake. The otters stole the marshmallows and you ate all the chocolate. But you know what? I don't care. Because you're here and I'm here and the sky is full of stars, and you just sneezed because you're half soaked. No. You know what, darling? You get changed. I'm going to build a fire, and we'll sit by the fire, dry out, and have a nice romantic cup of hot of tea. A romantic cup of tea. Of course I bought tea. I love you. And I'm really glad that we came camping. Sort of. Get changed. Oh, I should probably get changed too. I love you. And you're right. It was still special. This is really special.